Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you have stopped by Joy and Peace today. We're on for an hour today, so we're going to just worship God today. And before I start, we have a very beautiful segment for today where Jesus drives out a demon. And before we start, let me have a few moments of prayer. Thank you, God, for each day and each moment we spend with those we love and with you, Jesus. Thank you for loving us and caring for us at all times. Thank you, Lord, for your peace that surpasses understanding, dear Heavenly Father. God, give us, help us to empty our baggage and make uncluttered space in our spiritual lives for you, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the all sin and evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and all man's glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, today we're going to talk about Jesus drive out a demon. And we're going to be talking about this. So today on coming from Mark, the 7th chapter, 24 through the 3rd. Probably be skipping there, but that is our main chapter we're coming from. And we're going to talk about a woman that needed a demon delivered from her daughter. And it was a Syrophoenician woman. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about her before we go into our study for today. You know, here was a woman in need. And Jesus seemed unwilling to help. It's true that she was a Canaanite, a pagan woman who had no personal relationship with God. You'll find that in Matthew's, the 15th chapter, 21 through 28. And in this here, when we understand the story, we need to clarify several things before we can understand the event or draw applications from it. When the Canaanite woman first approached Jesus, she appeared to him as Lord, Son of David. In so saying, the woman was appealing to Christ as the Jewish Messiah, for the Son of David as a Messianic title. Jesus did not respond to this appeal, for as a Canaanite woman had no right under the David covenant. When his disciples urged Jesus to send her away, my, they was asking him to grant her request, so stop her from bothering them. You know, that's the way people are today. They feel when you go to God, you're always bothering God about this and that. But you know the need that you need from God. And today we're going to talk about Jesus drive out a demon. And as I was going forth on reading that, you know, what I use for my description today is shocking. Because I know you all have seen it on TV, in your community, even in your family. Shocking headlines assault us almost daily, relating the horror children have inflicted upon children. You see that every day in the school, children being bullied, children killing themselves behind other children that's ridiculing them. We ask, what in the world is going on? Yet, even during the time of Christ, diabolically forces knew no age barren. That means there's no age barren now with the things that the young people are going through. But I'm going to tell you about a gentlewoman of the Phoenician Herod sought out Jesus, a desperate woman. I know if somebody listening today is desperate. She recognized that her little girl was demon possess. How many of you out there in the world today that's listening to this broadcast, that you have a child or someone that may be demon-possessed? A child, you just can't figure out what's happening, what's going on. And you know you need Jesus to come in and drive out that demon because you don't have the power. You don't even have the know-how. You know, but this woman, she not only displayed faith in her ability to heal her, which was her daughter, she believed that she had the right to ask him for assistance. And that way today, we do have the right to ask God for any assistance that we need. You know you don't have the power. Go to God, your Heavenly Father, and ask him to help you, direct you on what to do. Well, we have a guest with their hand up. Let me bring the guest on this morning. Good morning, guest. You're now on the air. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was just thinking about...
Go right ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
I was just thinking about... There were about 7 or 8 cases in the Word of God where Jesus delivered folk from demons.
Yes.
He is our pattern. It is our responsibility now to deliver folks from demon possession.
Yes.
All across America, it's amazing how many folk they are giving medicines to quieten them down.
Mm-hmm.
And all they're doing is quieting those devils down so they don't want to be bothered with them. And folks may not even know they need deliverance.
All right.
And these signs shall follow them.
That's right.
That believe you can cast out demons. And these signs shall follow them. You're not supposed to run from the devil.
Yes.
You're not supposed to be fearful of him. What do you do is get in the Word to learn his plot.
Yes.
Secondly, open your mind and your spirit for discernment so you can see what the enemy is doing. There are about 8 other times in the Word of God. He shares an example for us to look at. If you remember, Christ and the disciples came out in the country, Gadarene. There was a man who was there, possessed.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus cast the devil, the legions of devils out, and they ran into the swine. It's something. The demons did not want to leave that region because demons in one region, and not worldwide, these specific demons, they are in that region.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing, Jesus encountered a dumb man who was possessed with the devil. He cast that devil out of him. A woman from Canaan, whose pride, her daughter was vexed with the devil.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus cast that demon out. So many. There was another boy. The man said, Lord, have mercy on my son, who's a lunatic.
Yes,
The moon caused mental illness. Jesus cast that demon out.
Mm-hmm.
What he wants us to get from all these examples is that he has transferred that power to us. Transferred power to us. Number one, you've got to fast for in order to be effective in dealing devils. You got to fast.
Yes.
You got to fast. Fasting and prayer. And then you need to learn how to deal with a devil.
Mm-hmm.
You may have to go and see other folks.
Mm-hmm.
But in the body of Christ, that gift is given to us. That gift is given to us. It's really a weapon of our warfare to stand against devils. Wood back in your hands.
Yes. Thank you so much, Bishop Barnett, because that is so true. And as I was reading the different section in the Bible where he cast out demons. And like you said, you brought it forth to them so they would know. And I picked out one because what you're saying is so true, because a lot of children right now on high power medicine, or it's adults,
yep,
as well as children, that's on stuff now. And they're talking about, you know, they're so hyper, or they're this and that, but they really didn't boil down to, they're just taking one man's word, said, well, your child got ADF or got CDs or BB and all this kind of stuff. But had you went to God to find out really what's wrong with your child, could your child be possessed with a demon of some sort, or is it really a medical problem? And there's so many children now that don't need to be on medication, and when they don't get it, they're so hyper or they're doing things out of the ordinary, out of context. But, you know, as we went to the Word of God, and as I was reading, there was how this woman, well, they may not want no part of me, or I may not be what they want to be. I may not have come from their background, but I need Jesus. I need this man that I've heard that's healing, that's casting out demons. I need him to cast this demon out of my daughter. And, you know, as I was reading that, you know, when Jesus didn't not respond to her plea, the disciples asked him to send her away as she persisted in calling after him. But, you know, however, did not dismiss her, but said, I have been sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. She fell to her knees before him and prostrated herself at his feet, pleading for him to cast out the demon from her daughter. She was saying, Lord, help me. Help me, I beg. Help me, help me. How many times do we come to the good Lord and say, Lord, help me? But we got to come prostrate, begging and pleading. That's what she did. And then he said, Jesus then told her that the children would have to be fed first, and that it would not be right to take bread away from them and to toss it to little dogs. You'll find that in the scripture. Whereas the Jews regarded non-Jewish people like unclean dogs. Jesus in the biblical account is not represented as using such harsh language. In this case, the Greek word for dog is Kendrato. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but somebody may have it right. It's a little dog or one kept in the house and not, you know, roaming the street, a scavenging from food. You know, like you have some of your pets and you feed them certain food and stuff. But, you know, with full trust, Jesus could cure her daughter. She used the opening His words provided as basic for her and having her request granted. We have to go to God. Let our request be known. God knows what we need before we ask. But if we don't ever open our mouth and tell him what we need, the problem that we need for him to fix, the situation that is beyond our control, and I feel this woman had a situation beyond her control. She know her daughter had a vexed demon in her. She didn't know how to get it out. So she had to go to someone she know, just know anybody. Know anybody know how to activate the power. And so she had to go personally to God for him to activate that power, to be able to heal and cast out that demon out of her daughter. In the same way now, even when you go in church, people come in with the demons, they leave with the demons, because nobody in the sanctuary know how to cast them out, or they're telling you they're afraid to cast it out. But God said, you have, he gave you when he left here, he left you the power. So we need to learn, all of us, how to activate that power. And you know, as I, go ahead, you had something you want to say?
No, my first time seeing a devil cast out of a person was, I was 19 in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time I saw it, I was about 20 in San Diego.
Keep talking, Bishop.
I know it's real. The first time I cast a devil out was about 1990. And we were having a service, and the power of God fell in the building. And it got so high that a young man tried to run out of the building.
Uh-huh.
And ran into the table and fell on the floor and started crawling across the floor like a snake.
Yeah. Oh, glory.
Yes, ma'am. He was freed. There's another girl about 12 from Washington, D.C. that had come down for service. They had manifestations. And another little girl, 9th grade.
Mm-hmm.
I know God is still delivering.
Yes, he is.
I know God is still casting out devils. Now, that was just in one night.
That's right. All right.
And what was so interesting, the pastor that was the church where we were, he knew so little about spiritual warfare and casting out devils, he got up and started doing an invitation to the disciples.
Oh, no.
Men of God, women of God, the leaders of the assembly, if you're in any kind of ministry, you need to know how to cast out devils.
That's right.
That's why in the church, in the body of Christ, we have so much manifestation of devils going on.
Yes.
And we go to a meeting, and the meeting is disrupted by the devil, simply because the saints have let that process pass them by.
Yes.
Just not it. Talk about it from the pulpit to create interest in the saints. There we are. For years and years, 4 years, a person can come set up in your church demon possessed. And that
all
devil
right.
Never manifest in that building because the power of God never gets high enough to rattle him. What we need to do is go back to fasting and praying.
Amen.
Back in your hand.
Yes, thank you, Bishop Barnett. I know what you mean, because I tell them when I come in, I'm a demon fighter. I come in to get the demon out to fight. When you come in, when you're a demon fighter and you know spiritual warfare, God have put you in that. You know when them demons run out. You know when the demons is unsettled. You know when you sit side of a demon. And as you were saying, I know I've seen it where we've delivered people in the prison system, because I do prison ministry. And one night I saw a man got delivered, and the demon didn't know which way to go. And one man was sitting there, I'm trying to remember if he was laughing or something he was doing was unneat. So he knew that was a best. He wasn't clean. He wasn't a holy man of God. He was just, you know, he was available. So this devil, you could see the devil left from this man. This man turned completely red. His head started going around. And we could see when the demon left this man's body and jumped into the other man. The man rushed, slept out the room, down the hallway. And, I mean, you got to know that you know. And only way you can do that to fight that, you got to be constantly in prayer and in fasting. You cannot just go in. You can't go out there trying to play with the devil, patting it on head. Come out, devil. Come out, demon. Come on. You got to call that demon by name. If it's a fornicating demon, call it out. If it's a drug demon, call it out. Whoremongering demon, call it out. Don't play with that devil. Call it out. A lying demon, they're going to come out, but they're going to know by name. They're going to come out. Jesus. It was somebody else on. I was going to bring them in, but they went, well, I went to talking about demons and casting them out and calling out them name. They hung up. But that's what we got to do. And that's why the churches are sitting limbo 20 and 30 and 40 years, people going in as usual. Their lives are not being changed. They're going to the altar saying they're leaving their problem, their burden, and everything, but they're picking it. They never left it. They go right back out the door with the same burden. They come back the next same with next Sunday, next Wednesday night, Tuesday night with the same thing. But when you truly is sick and tired of being sick and tired and you want to be delivered, you're going to do everything at cost to get to the word of God, to the person that will be able to deliver you from whatever you're going through. You will be able to press in, and that's what we got to do. We got to press in to the word of God. You got to know that you know. You can't be just playing, you know, playing church. It's time out for playing church. You see what's going on in the world, not just the United States, around the world. Demons are running rampant from this church to that church, from that church, because that church isn't clean. There's no way. If you're doing a deliverance service, then nobody opens the doors of a church. Not doing a deliverance service. You do that deliverance service and get them people delivered. You don't cut off deliverance service like that. No, 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 no. Because them demons is looking for somebody to go in. Once you cast them out of somebody, if they're unclean, they're not clean, right? I mean, if they're not serving God and doing what God says, they're just looking for somebody to go in that they can use. That might be your children sitting there innocent, don't know what's going on. You should shield your children from that while you're in the sanctuary, because those babies coming up innocent, and the demon know that. So they'll go in, and next thing you know, your child come to church next Sunday acting like a cat, acting like a dog, barking in the garden, and you say, what's wrong with that boy? What's wrong with that girl? Because you have let them demons be released in that child. Don't let everybody put their hands on your children. You don't know what demon they got. If you're not a demon fighter, if you're not being spiritually led, you have something you want to say, Bishop Barnett?
Many times, you have to remember also, demons can be manifested and tempt the great-grandmother, great-grandfather.
That's right.
Then to pass through the generation of the grandfather, then through the generation of the father and mother, and then of the generation of the children. Some demons will attack us, for instance, we were in slavery.
Mm-hmm.
We were in slavery 4 or 5 generations ago. There are demons that attacked, an example, our great-grandmother. Well, her boyfriend killed her husband, and she had 4 or 5 more children with her boyfriend.
Hmm.
Well, all her children were pretty good, but the second set, what she produced were hooligans and whores. I'm talking about they were born in the early 1900s. Now, the next generation, all of them, maybe out of 30 or 40 of the grandchildren, of what grandchildren, only one of them was saved. The rest of them are hooligans, whores, witches, and witch doctors. And the generation after that was a generation of alcoholics and dope fiends, which were her great-grandchildren. And there may have been one or two of them out of 100 of them that were saved. What happened? Demonic forces attacked generation after generation. And if you don't have those children in church, if you don't teach those children how to deal with warfare, they're going to be attacked. And the next generation is going to be attacked even more, and the next generation are going to be destroyed.
Yes.
You've got to watch what you do.
That's right.
It's the witchcraft yourself.
That's true.
You've just contaminated 3 or 4 generations of folk. And all you need, the devil cast out of you. All you need, you were right, kids coming to school, demonic activities manifesting and all this. I taught school for about 23 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see progressively the children got worse.
Yeah.
Just recently, up in the country in northeast Louisiana, a young man shot his mama and daddy and drove himself to school 2 days with their bodies laying up in the house.
Jesus.
Yes, ma'am. In the country, in North Louisiana, we are at that point now where the devil is manifesting himself. We've got to get on our job.
That's right. That's right.
Put back your hands now.
You're so right, Bishop. Because you're picking up the newspaper daily, you're hearing the TV or the news on the radio if you're driving your car, and some things that you hear nowadays that you would never guess that children would do to their parents or parents doing to the children. Children, kindergarten, going to school with loaded guns. The demon is out there. It's real. If you all that's listening think this is a plaything, no, sir, no, ma'am, this is not a plaything. We all have to stay prayed up. We all need to stay in the Word of God. We all need to be fasting and praying, not some of us. We all need to be asking God for direction because you see the way the world is going, that lets you know. All this that's happening is demons. This world is being demon-possessed. You're being possessed with the computer, Facebook. Facebook is good to a certain extent, but you see so many things. Children, just like these young people had a squab and killed one another over something somebody said on Facebook. That's demon-possessed. Now, you know that young man had to be demon-possessed, high on something with the demon, to kill his parents and let him be in the house for 2 days and he going to school like nothing ain't happened. And probably was going to put it on somebody else. But we have to take control now. A lot of you all have let things went too far in your families, in your classrooms, in your churches. It's time for y'all to take stock now. With Jesus' help, you can't do it without the word of God. Let God help you. Drive out the demons, no matter what situation, what category it falls in. You know what demon is in your household right now. You know what you up against. And you and the demon ain't no match if you not prayed up, if you not fasting and praying and giving it to God and God speaking to you. And that's where everybody get tired of hearing about the Holy Ghost, but this is where the Holy Ghost come in. But if you got the Holy Ghost, he's going to direct you. When something is out of place, something is going wrong, he's going to let you know. The Holy Ghost will, it will teach you. And we...
Come on, come on.
The Holy Ghost will teach you. If you want to really be taught by the word of God, receive the Holy Ghost. He'll let you know who your enemies are. And you ain't got to raise your hand and do a thing. You don't have to say a mumbling word. He will fight your battle for you. He'll let you know who for you and who against you. The Holy Ghost will keep you. The Holy Ghost won't let danger come up unaware on you. But you got to be rooted and grounded in the word of God. When God give you these power, use the power for the what God give it to you for. Don't try to turn it to make it fit the way God has given you. Because he gives each one of us power. He said that we would have greater powers than him when he went to the cross. He died on the cross for each and every one of us. So it's no reason that we are not able to fight warfare. It's no reason we can't tell what's going on in our homes, in our communities, and that we don't get involved. It's time for turning the head in the other cheek because that's not your problem or that's not your child. But what happened when it come around to your house and you need help? You need some guidance and understanding. Who are you going to go to then? So, you know, it behooves each and every one of us to be obedient to God. Listen to what God is saying. I knew today wouldn't be a lot of people come on the air talking about driving out a demon because there's so many demons right there in the church. They leave with you. You, as an individual, have to want to be delivered. I only brought up this one person, this Syrophoenician woman that had a daughter. But look how many people that God healed, that God casted out devils in the word of God. Bishop Barnett even started telling you a few of them that he cast the demon out. That was Jesus that cast them out then. And they're still being cast out today. If there's anybody walking around that's listening to this program today, that's hooked on drugs, that's a spirit and a demon. If you really want to come out of that, you got to be sick and tired of being sick and tired of doing the thing that you've been doing. If you're going back and forth to prison for the same thing, that's a demon that's controlling you. It's time you come up out of that. Time for you to get the word of God down on the inside of you. Where it's inside, it's just bubbling up. Just like if you got an Alka-Seltzer, when you swallow it, you can just feel it sizzling. The Holy Ghost will start working on through you and coming up. That way you'll know how to deliver somebody else. You know how to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You'll know how to cast out these demons. When you go into the body of Christ, you can see demons running all around the church. You'll see demons all up in the ceiling. You'll see demons sitting on the pew. But you got to have your mind in tune with God. Because if you're not in tune with the word of God, it's no way you're going to pick that up. It's no way you're going to see it. So I behoove each and every one of you all today that's listening from the sound of my voice to be able to get the Holy Ghost, to be able to cast out devils and demons. Because Satan should be at your feet and you steadily walking on him, stepping on him, bouncing on him. Not the other way. He bouncing on you. He walking on you. You should be walking on him. So today, just as you read your Bible, as you go to the scripture, as you listen to this program, get up, dust yourself off, and say, Lord, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of myself. It's time for me to get myself together because I don't know when you're going to come back for me. I want to be right. I want to have a clean heart, and I want to be found doing what you have called me to do. I don't want to be on the wayside casted out. Nobody care about me. I got everybody pegged this way and pegged that way. But, Lord, clean my heart. Let me have a clean heart and renew me through and through. And that's what we need today. We need more people that will stand up for Jesus and not the enemy. Stand up today for Jesus. Be counted. Be like this woman. She felt she wasn't worthy, but she know her daughter needed to be healed. She felt because she came from this background, just a lot of you all today. Well, I'm not this, it's not about Jesus. It's not about this doctrine. It's all about Jesus. But if you read this Bible and read what the word says in King James, you know the word is true. Any problem that you have today, for those that's listening in, any situation, all you have to do is pick up that Bible. Every answer that you need or ever will need is in the word of God. And all you do is get in there, asking for wisdom, asking for knowledge, and above all, asking for revelation of the scripture that he give to you. Decipher that. Put that in your memory bank. Chew it up. Spit it out. Gurgitate it. Say, okay, God, what it is that you're telling me that I'm not getting? Where should I be down the road? I should be further, but I'm still here on pablum, and I should have been eating meat and caviar through the word of God, paraphrasing it from Satan. Bishop Barnett, you have something you wanted to say?
I think every one of us, as a believer, needs to remember Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now unto him
who is able
to do
above all,
exceeding abundantly." Exceedingly abundantly, above all that we ask or think. And the last part of that verse says, according to the power.
That's right.
Put it within us. Listen, you've got to have power in order to take authority over demons.
That's right.
You've got to have power inside of you, activated enough to know what to do, how to do, and have the power to deal with it. Listen to this. That power can only come through one prayer. You've got to pray. You've got to pray all day. You can't run and do everything and then run and cast the devil out. You've got to have a consecrated life and mind.
All right, Bishop. Right.
Your house. Your child in your house, you got to put up some consecration so that you'll be able to discern what they're going into. Secondly, you got to fast. You can't just say I'm fasting. you got to fast, you got to concentrate on fasting, because fasting helps you to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Helps you. If I have a television, I just plug the television in. I can't see a picture. I can put an antenna on now, and I can see some things, some stations. But if I hook up cable or something, I can see all the channels.
All right.
Fasting turns your spirit into a cable kind of condition.
All right.
Of course, you got to pray. You got to praise and worship God, because all that sets your mind upright, sets you in the right place, in the right place, in the right position to be able to unleash that power within you. That's
yes.
What you got to unleash that power within you to stand against spiritual warfare, to stand against devil, to stand against demons. You got to unleash that power. Ephesians 5:20. We're back in your hands.
Thank you so much, Bishop, and that is so true. You know, because driving out a demon, that takes work. And that demon ain't going to come out in 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Just like the old folks used to tell us when we went up for the Holy Ghost, you're going to have to tarry some time longer with that demon, depending on what type of demon, because some of them demons, I would call them granddaddy demons, grandma demons, have been in there so long, they don't want to come out. So you got to really know what you're working with. And a lot of people don't know that. They don't know really what they're working with, because they haven't really been taught enough to know. Because if you go into the body of Christ now, so many people tell you, oh, well, no, we don't do that here. Or I haven't done that. I haven't been taught. But if you're a man or woman of God, and you study in the Word of God, you're before your congregation. I know God have taught you how to fast, how to pray, how to turn off the TV, shut off.
Yes, ma'am.
Reveal things to you that he won't reveal to somebody else. But you got to have that intimacy. You got to be so close to God that when you reach out, you know you touching him. You feel his presence. You sense his presence. You know he's all around you. He's in you. My. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and how good he's been to me, how he's brought me through supplication, fasting, that brought me through the things that I've been going through. It wasn't the people. It wasn't the preacher. It was Jesus alone. He get all the credit. It was Jesus that opened up every door. It was Jesus that kept the enemy from killing me in that vehicle in January. It was Jesus. Spared my child when the enemy was trying to take him out. That was Jesus. Spare my grandchildren. That was Jesus. They were going through everything. But the kitchen sink standing up there. But Jesus. And you got to know that you need help. See, a lot of people need help, but they won't ask for it. Or they make like they don't want it. But they know they can't help themselves. And they will not try to seek the guardians of the person that can truly, truly help them through whatever situation that they're going through. And here this lady, she wasn't caring about what nobody said, disciples or nothing. She needed the demon out of her child. She needed her child healed. And that's what God did. He healed her child. You know, she had to have that faith. Like we are talking about now, we have a call on the air. Let me get this call. Good morning, caller. You're now on the air.
Good morning, Sister Lisa. Good morning, woman of God. Hi, this is Ann. I was just listening from the computer, but I just called to encourage you. Certainly didn't want to break you up in the ministry.
Fine.
So I just wanted to say amazing, amazing program this morning.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. You want to share with the listening audience about Jesus drives out a demon?
Certainly, woman of not God, you know, you're doing an amazing job, and that's what got me excited was to call you. And we know that it's prayer. We know that it's the blood of Jesus. We know that walking in the articles and the belief and the faith and the death and the resurrection, the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus the Christ. And we know that if we believe his word,
yes,
then we have power. And we have the right to that power. When something's going wrong in our lives, in the lives of our children, our grandchildren, those that we love, those that we're concerned about, if we take it to the, if we take it to him in prayer, he'll give us the victory. And that is my thought. Amen?
Amen. 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 Thank you so much for coming on and sharing and listening. Thank you so much. Because, you know, God is a good God. And as, you know, we were just saying, you know, it's shocking. Every day you pick up the your paper or you hear it on the TV or you see it in your community, the headlines, how the young people, the older people, they're just walking through just because they feel like it. They're just shooting up folks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no forethought. I think about even when you were telling us on the prayer line about how y'all beautiful mall, somebody come from another town and come and just start shooting up in y'all mall for just GP.
Yeah.
And I mean, don't know nobody, ain't nobody did them. I don't even know who the folks is, and they just start shooting the folks.
Yeah, yeah. All over the world. But here's what I like about the thought of what you're speaking about. We're in the world,
mm-hmm,
but we're not of this world. And
that's
even
right,
with the latest headlines, killing of Osama bin Laden, I thought about that, and they showed some pictures of how he was a young, happy child. But he chose the way of the world.
That's
we're
right,
choosing to be Christians. I'm a Christian. So my thought and my pattern and my guide is that of Christ. His is the way of the world. There's nothing good in this world. The devil had, Satan is the god of this world. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
So we take, so that's how they operate. When you serve,
yes,
when you serve the devil, you get his reward. When
that's
you serve
right,
this Lord, this Jesus, this Christ that we're talking about, then we get his rewards.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Very good program.
Ooh. Oh. Bishop, did you have something else you wanted to say? Oh, he's gone. But I thank and praise God today for this show because people are going in and out of the body of Christ daily. They're not fixed. They're not right. They know something is wrong, but they're not taking time to find out why am I acting this way, why I'm saying this here. Is it possible I have a demon in me and not realize it? Other people can see it, but I can't see it because they tell you, well, I've been like this all of my life, or I've been doing this for so long. But Jesus is right there. He deliver you from whatever it is that you need to be delivered, but you got to want it.
That's it. That's the key right there.
You got to want it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he's not going to force himself upon you. He's giving it to you freely.
Mm-hmm.
And all you got to do is say, Lord, I am sick and tired of being sick and tired of what I've been doing, what I've been going through, what I've been taking somebody else through. And that should not be. Lord, change me. Clean me up. Because I want to be right. I know you coming back one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want all this stuff to meet me before you. Because you're going to say, depart from me, workers of iniquity. I knew you not. No, you go, well, I did this. No, I knew you not.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what's going to happen with a lot of people in the body of Christ today. Because
may I ask you,
Yes,
that
ma'am.
Everybody have a choice and a chance, and I know exactly what you're talking. Is it because they simply don't believe?
I think that's part of it, and some people just want to believe what they feel they should believe, but when you tell them the truth, they have heard wrong so much, Pastor, that you can parade the truth all up and down in front of them, but they're going to still believe a lie than the truth.
Well, isn't that their choice? I have a choice to believe what is right, and
mm-hmm.
I have a choice to believe what is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I choose to believe what is
what
right.
Is
now, let me ask you this, Pastor, and I know you have to go. But isn't it just as easy to believe right as it is to believe wrong, unless there's something? If I believe wrong, it's because I want to. It's because I'm hiding something. Out of all the things that you've gone through, you chose to serve God.
That's right.
You've had a reason to give up on God, but you didn't do it.
No, Lord. No, Lord.
Well, you didn't do it, woman of God. So why would I take the excuse of someone saying that, well, Anne said that she was a woman of God, didn't pan out for her, but that still don't make God wrong.
That's right. That's right.
So, you know, that's my question for that. And, you know.
Because, I mean, like you said, we know what's right, and we choose to do what's right.
Mm-hmm.
We know we was brought up for little to no right from wrong.
Yes.
Even when you're a little child, would you look? I look at my great-grandbaby. He's just 6 months old, going on 7. But I be telling him in his little ear, no, you don't do that. Granny don't want you to do this, you know. That same way with a child coming up. You tell a child, I'm using this as an example, don't touch that stove. That stove is hot. You're going to get burnt. Now, you see the fire. You may not determine it's fire, but when you try to put your hand up there, you feel something hot. You feel it. If you can't stay hot, they told me don't put my hand there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they done told you. But now, if you go stick your whole hand there, it's not because you ain't been told and you ain't been warned. You did that because you're going to disregard what they told you because you felt you know more than them. But you're the one going to pay the consequence. Because you're the one sitting up there all burnt up, wanting everybody to come to your rescue, but you done already know they told you, don't put your hand on that stove because it's hot and you're going to get burnt.
Mm-hmm.
They're letting you know, it's a brick wall here. I'm trying to prevent you. You don't have to go through this brick wall and beat yourself up 50 times. I'm telling you now, I've been that way. I went there. I understood. Now, let me straighten up. Wait a minute. Now, they told me, don't go to the left. It's a wreck down there. I'm using that example.
Mm-hmm.
Go straight. The sign telling you, 10 miles ahead, the left lane is closed due to an accident. Now, the sign that told you that 10 miles before you coming. Why are you going to stay in the left lane? And when you get up there, all the traffic is over to the right lane. Here you trying to run over somebody to get from the left lane back to the right lane when the sign told you 10 miles back, stay in your right lane. The left lane got an accident. And
yes.
I know, Pastor Ann, you have come across that so many times with people in life where God is telling them which way to go, but then they want to go against what God done told them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Jesus is the one to drive out the demon, but we give us power where we can drive out them demons. And when we do driving out the demon, we got to call that demon out by name. We can't play with it, patting him on the head, say, come, demon, come on. We got to go in with the force, because that demon has been in some people for so long, they don't even realize it's still there. They think it's business as usual. But we got to go in there, tear down, root up and everything, and pull it on up out of them. Hey.
Yes, I totally agree. I totally agree.
Ooh, I want to thank thank you so much, woman of God, for coming on and sharing with us today. I'm going to try not to go. I done went over already, but that's all right. I got time. But I just thank you because it's more if somebody else was on. But when you start talking about demons, your switchboard be lit up. But when you start talking about demons and being delivered from it, your switchboard say zoom, zoom, zoom.
Yeah. But oh, yeah.
Men and women of God better start realizing what they're fighting. They're fighting something greater than what they think. And if they're not in the Word of God and teaching and preaching what the Word of God is saying, they're going to be in for a rude awakening.
Yes, I totally agree.
Ah, woo. But I want to thank you so much again for coming on today. And I'm going to listen to your program tomorrow because we got an exciting guest going to be on your program tomorrow. And I sure don't want to miss it.
Yes, all right, doll. And I know you're over, so I'll say bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank each and every person that have listened in today. I hope you can come back next week from 10 to 11, and we'll have another exciting time. So until next week, joy and peace. The love of God be with you. And next week, the segment is the reason for Job's suffering. So I hope you can be with us next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.